is. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At least 25 people taken to hospitals in Minneapolis after their plane had to make an unscheduled landing there. The problem was severe mid-air turbulence. Adam Nash was on board and says people who weren't strapped in were hitting the ceiling of the plane.
A gentleman two seats down from me, he had a gashed wound in the top of his head, and he was bleeding rather profusely.
The flight was supposed to be headed from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam. Dozens more people killed while waiting for food at a crossing in the Gaza Strip. The latest violence around aid distribution centers coming amid more international support for the Palestinians. Canada is now joining France and the UK and saying it will recognize Palestinian statehood in September at the UN General Assembly. Russia attacking Ukraine with more missiles and drones overnight. 8 killed in Kyiv. An Arkansas school teacher charged with murder in the killing of a couple hiking on a state park trail with their daughters. This is ABC News. The family of Jeffrey Epstein victim Virginia Giuffre is speaking out after President Trump's admission this week that one of the reasons he had a falling out with Epstein was over the convicted sex offender poaching employees from Mar-a-Lago, including Giuffre, who was a 16-year-old spa worker at the time. Giuffre's family says Ghislaine Maxwell was the one who targeted Virginia when she was a teenager.
Maxwell, currently serving 20 years in prison and appealing her conviction to the Supreme Court, offered to testify before Congress for immunity. Giuffre's family hopes that doesn't happen, saying Ghislaine Maxwell is a monster who deserves to rot in prison for the rest of her life. Trump has not ruled out pardoning Maxwell, but has said no one's approached him about it.
That's ABC's Andrea Fujii. CVS Health has topped Wall Street's expectations and has now hiked its full-year forecast. Last year, CVS struggled with rising claim costs and had to cut its forecast several times before the CEO stepped down. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Joel Karnick, and we're brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned, built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, the DNR, has concluded efforts to trapped the black bear involved in a recent attack in Barron County. The sow and the cub involved have not been observed since the attack. The DNR, in partnership with Barron County Sheriff's Office and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Wildlife Services, maintained and monitored a series of 5 traps and game cameras on the property since the attack occurred in the afternoon of July 12th of 2025. The victim, 69-year-old Karen Fry, was attacked while in the backyard of her rural residence near the town of Comstock. Fry was transported to a nearby hospital for treatment. She is recovering in stable condition and doing well. After weeks of round-the-clock surveillance on that property and no additional signs of the sow that was involved, the current options are exhausted. That's according to Randy Johnson, the DNR large carnivore specialist. He went on to say that they have trapped and released 2 boar male black bears, 2 yearling bears, and 2 sows determined to be unrelated to the incident. And they also collected a dead sow found alongside a roadway about 1.6 miles from the site of the attack. Initial necropsy results are consistent with that of an injury from a vehicle collision, and there is no evidence of it being the same bear that was linked to the attack. Although trapping efforts have ceased, the DNR will continue to monitor the area. Faith leaders in Wisconsin discussed political violence and Christian nationalism at a conference recently. Lisa Hale reports.
Polarization, threats of political violence, Christian nationalism, and the role that faith communities play in democracy were topics of conversation as faith leaders throughout Wisconsin gathered for a panel discussion recently in Oshkosh. Reverend Nee Addo Abraham, the director of campus ministry and associate pastor of Press House at UW-Madison, said anti-Semitism on campus, school shootings at other colleges, and other political violence are hampering the spiritual development of students.
The college students that I work with don't know a world without political violence sort of happening all the time. And not just the violent acts themselves, which we've seen an increase in, but like the legitimization of them through like our politicians speaking in ways that kind of encourage that rhetoric.
Dr. Gerald Mast, professor of communication at Bluffton University and member of the Mennonite Church, fears that the Christian nationalism movement threatens the democracy of our nation.
And it seems to me that in our society specifically, the greatest challenge is coming from Christian nationalism, the linkage between Christian churches and national identity, and then a racial component showing up in much of that, something that we could call white Christian nationalism. And it does seem to me that those of us in Christian churches need to push back against that linkage. In our context, at least, it seems to me that is one of the greatest threats to democracy.
The conference was hosted and organized by the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh Whitburn Center and the Wisconsin Alliance for Civic Trust. Those organizations work to promote trust in the political system, support for fair, safe, and secure elections, and peaceful engagement.
You can find more news at civicmedia.us. And now a look at today's funeral notices. Carol Ann Phelps, age 76, of Park Falls, died on Sunday, July 27th at Clark County Rehabilitation and Living Center in Owen. She is survived by her husband, David, of Park Falls, by four children, Dave Phelps of Nina, Lori Beeson of Oshkosh, Eric Phelps of Park Falls, and Bo Phelps, also of Park Falls, further survived by eight grandchildren, by her brother, Jim Bebo of Glidden, by her sister, Diane Pritzel of Butternut, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services will be held at the Glidden Assembly of God Church in Glidden at 11 a.m. on Monday, August 18th. Pastor Brock Brandenburg will officiate. Visitation held at the church on Monday, August 18th from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Carol Ann Phelps, age 75, of Park Falls. Judith Ruth Berhans, 77, of Park Falls, died on Wednesday, July 30th at the Waterford in Park Falls. She is survived by her three children, Penny Russell of Green Bay, by Wendy Schoen of War Road, Minnesota, and by Brent Berhans of Park Falls, further survived by four grandchildren, by her brother Larry Kundinger of Park Falls, Dave Wagner's children and family, and many nieces and nephews. A memorial mass will be held at St. Anthony's on Saturday, August 9th at 11 a.m., Father Sanjay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation will be held at the church at St. Anthony's in Park Falls on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Judith Ruth Berhans, 77, of Park Falls. Douglas Scott Aubuchon, 64, of Park Falls, died peacefully with his wife by his side on July 2nd. Doug is survived by his loving wife, Debbie, of Park Falls, by his son, Garrett Aubuchon, of West Bend, and his soon-to-arrive first grandchild. He is also survived by his stepdaughter, Melissa Urban, of Heartland, and step-grandchildren. Further survived by his mother-in-law, Diana Schur, of Park Falls, and his sister-in-law, brother-in-law, and many cousins, relatives, and friends. Private services will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Douglas Scott Aubuchon, age 64, of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice in pads on Saturday. They're expecting a sellout for family night at Lambeau Field. Second-year running back Marshawn Lloyd is out with a groin injury. Baseball, the Brewers traveling to D.C. today. They'll face the Washington Nationals tomorrow night. The Crew losing to the Cubs 10-3 yesterday. They won the series 2-1, but fell short of a sweep. Pitcher Freddie Peralta.
I'm happy because we won the series, but, you know, my goal for today was just trying to give my best to sweep them, but, you know.
Peralta giving up 5 earned runs in just 4 innings, his worst start of the season. His first pitch of the game, a home run.
Freddie always gives you a chance. He did some good things. You know, he'd like to have that one pitch back. I don't mind that the kid hit the first pitch out of the park, but we got deeper into it, you know, walking people. That's not part of his gig. That's not the best Freddie when he walks people.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather. It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 75 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, will drop down into the upper 40s to near 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42. 98
Q Country. God, she loves them dogs, boy. I love them too, but they're just dogs, all right? We had to take our dogs to be boarded recently. I don't know if you've had to do this, but it's like checking them into a spa. I walk our dogs and a little girl behind it kind of goes, hi, just a few questions. What do your dogs like to sleep on, linen or wool? Concrete's good. Well, what kind of water do they like? Clear. Put it in the toilet, they'll freak. And then she actually asked me this. She goes, would you like to purchase a toothbrush for your dogs for the weekend? Tell you what, you teach them to hold it, I'll buy the toothbrush.
All the big hitters play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q Country.
Slamming rubber, squealing gears, a jamming local country station, just a blaring on a radio. Pick him up at 7 and they're heading to the rodeo. Mama's on the front porch screaming out her warning, girl, you better get your red head back in bed before the morning. Clock show is in, but the fun is just beginning. She knows he's anticipating, but she's gonna keep him waiting. Grab a bite to eat, and then they're heading to the honky tonk. But loud crowds and line dancing just ain't what they really want. Drive out to the boondocks and park down by the creek, hey, where it's George Strait, real late, and dancing cheek to cheek. Ain't going down till the sun comes up, ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck. Sun comes up. Midnight starts a hard romance, and 1 o'clock that truck is rocking. 2 is coming, still no stopping. Break to check the clock at 3. They're right on where they wanna be. And 4 o'clock, get up, get going. 5 o'clock, at Rooster's Crow. Saturday, her folks
folks will know he's on his way. The stalls are clean, the horse is fed. They say she's grounded till she's dead. Well, here he comes around the bend, slowing down, she's jumping in. Hey, Mom, your daughter's gone, and there they go again.
College dorm, yeah, my life, it was pretty normal. Looking for a date to the spring form. I wasn't worried about nothing else, no. Majoring in undecided, notebook full of bad songs I was writing. Never dreamed anybody else would like them. Now they're sitting on a Walmart shelf. Ain't it funny how life changes? You wake up. Said I do, but everybody else said, man, you're 22, what you trying to prove? Hey, why don't you wait? Cause I've been waiting on her since the second grade, yeah. And now she got her own set of fans, got a blue check mark by her Instagram, and I wrote a little song about holding her hand, and now everybody wanna die happy, man. Told my daddy and mama, you're gonna have a grandkid.
Yep.
From Uganda, that's right, we're adopting. And she is the cutest little girl that you ever seen. While I was wrapping my head around being a dad, a bigger wrench got thrown in the plans we thought we had. Now there's Willow and sweet Ada James, that's two under two. Now hey, what can I say?
Funny how
change it.
Country.
Travel on, there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Rascal Flatts, 98Q Country. It is a Thursday, final day of July here. This was the Joel here, by the way. This was the first time in a while I stepped out of the house this morning. I felt the cool air, and immediately, you know what came to mind? Immediately, when I felt the cold air, I thought to myself, "Ooh, the Deer Hunter's Roundup isn't too far away." And then I reevaluate. Just a quick moment of, "Oh, I got to get ready for the Deer Hunter's Roundup." And then, like, wait a minute. It's September, October. We got a little time to prep for that. So, But the chill of fall felt a little bit this morning. Felt a little bit with 45 here at the studio and probably 41, 42 for you. You low outlying people. You're getting lower every single year. Maybe I'm just shrinking. Maybe we're all just all right. Nice out there this morning, though, wasn't it? After that humidity we had, it felt good. It felt good. We'll see temperatures. We'll have one of those weekends where the morning, if you're up at 6, 7 in the morning, if you're camping, if you're getting up to go play softball, getting up for the arts and crafts fair, whatever it may be, when you get up in that morning, that first 2 or 3 hours, you'll probably need a sweatshirt. You can decide if you want to do the shorts. Now, some people will just say, I'm just wearing shorts. I'll tough out those first couple hours. Others may put the shorts on and then put maybe a light sweatpant on over the top. That way, when the warmer weather hits, you're good. You're good. However you want to strategize. It is something you have to think about here in the Northwoods, because if you're an early riser, it's getting to be that time of the year. When we get into September and October, where early morning risers, it's cold. It's 35, 40, when we get into late September, October. And then by lunchtime, it's 70. So it's just one of those things here in the Northwoods where if you don't plan ahead, you're going to freeze your tuchus off in the morning. And then you're going to get in your car at noon to head to lunch. And you'd be like, ooh. Tis a bit hot. That's kind of what we have this morning here with temperatures rising 75-ish. That'll be a pretty good average for the weekend. Again, for Flamborama, if you want to be warm, just hang out in the sun. If you want to be a little less warm and comfortable, just find a shady spot. That's your weekend right there. 75 to 80. There is right now no rain in the forecast. That could change. And winds will be rather light. It is going to be a beautiful weekend weather-wise. And we're going to kick off the weekend with some entertainment today. If you want to do it, you can go out to Harborama. Now, they open at 11, but they've got music starting at 5 and running through the night tonight. And a few years ago, when Flamborama discontinued their Thursday night under the tent, Harborama has kind of become the thing. They had a nice crowd out there last year, so go on out there. It's $10 for the live music, but you get 2 free drink tickets with that. So, yeah, why not? So go on, support that. Empty Pockets, just north of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Don't park on Highway 13. Park on Old 13. You go, west, just west behind Old Highway 13 behind there, and that's where you park back there. So what's going on tonight? You've got Thursday night music in the park. In Phillips, for those in Phillips who might want to take on the Strum and Drummer. Well, don't take on the, don't go up there and like challenge the Strum and Drummer, but get a lawn chair and listen to the Strum and Drummer. So a couple of live music opportunities for you today. Tomorrow we got Flamborama, of course, with two bands Friday night, 2 Saturday night, Robbie V on Sunday. So you have you're working on day 2 right now of 5 in a row, where you can find live music, free or really close to free. So that's the music part. All of the keyword qualifiers have been determined for our laid-back summer recliner giveaway. So we have the list, which I printed out and then laid somewhere else, of the 12 qualifiers via the keywords. Now, if you did not qualify, don't just shake your head and say, oh, I never win anything. We'll give you another chance, one final chance. Tomorrow, Gray and I will be on the grounds from noon to 5. Now, things don't really get cranked up to like mid-afternoon, but we're going to be out there and, telling you what's going on, and people will be setting up and talking to the folks. So what I want you to do sometime between noon and 5 is stop by the 98Q booth just outside the main tent and grab a ticket. It's just a simple little, one ticket is yours and one is ours. It's got the number on there, the ticket. And then show up for our grand prize drawing Friday night at 6 because there's going to be a 13th last-minute final qualifier. Last-minute qualifier. But you have to have the ticket. Now, anybody who qualified via text, guys and gals, you got to be there. You got to be there. It's a must be present to win. So, Lori, Roger, Terry, Jesse, Ron, Jeremy, Al, Kelly, Mandy, Cindy, Nanette, Alan, our latest qualifier, all 12 of you. You're going to win a prize just for showing up. Now, the actual, we're asking that you come on down by like 5:30, swing by our tent to make sure you're there, that we know you're here. And then the actual giveaway of the chair will be at 6 o'clock on stage after some of the, we're going to let them play for like an hour. The band, Small Town Famous, and then we'll kick them off the stage. They don't know it yet, but we're going to kick them off the stage at 6. Could be ugly. May want to be there just for that. So lots of events with Flammarama, of course, going on this weekend. I hope you will get out, take part, enjoy. Tell you what, it's kids' time Saturday morning. What a time to be a kid. What a time to be a kid around the area Saturday morning. The youth rodcasting with St. Croix Rods is at 10. You got the sawdust dig at 11, free money for the kids. That's under the main tent. You got the chalk drawing contest at 11, too. And then you got the Children's Museum. They'll be set up starting at about 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. And you can meander on over to Old Day Memorial Park. The Arts and Crafts Fair will be going on from 9 to 3. And I think the Schwamigan Parent-Teacher Organization is going to be doing the food, I believe, over there for that. And, of course, the carnival will crank up at about 11 on Saturday. The food court will be open for lunch. Now, there is stuff going on Friday, but it's not. Kind of gets going mid-afternoon. So the big book sales at the library tomorrow, Friday, if you're into that. The food court officially opens at 3 o'clock on Friday with the Children's Museum at 3, the frog jumping softball tournament. Like I said, Gray and I will be out there from noon to 5, just kind of lingering and talking to the folks as they set up and bringing you the flavor of Flammarama out there from the grounds tomorrow. Brewers going to take the day off today. Cubs finally got, I mean, we're giving people, right? Wisconsin, we're giving people. You know, we don't want to take them all from the Cubs. Might make them mad. They might go away. So, so a one-game lead for the Brewers in the division. And the best record in baseball right now. Can't ask for a whole lot more than that. Those darn Cubs are hanging around, though, aren't they? I mean, a lot of other years in this division, the Brewers have a 4 or 5 game lead. Not too often you have two teams that are both 20-plus games over 500. But that's what's going on this year. So no game today for the Brewers. 5:45 tomorrow. 3:05 on Saturday. 12:45 Sunday, we'll have it all for you right here. You just keep that radio handy. Now, we can't stream the Brewers. So if you want to listen through the app, we can't do that. They don't let us do that. So you have to have like a physical radio, a terrestrial, what they call it, ET. You have to have a real radio to listen because MLB doesn't like us to stream that stuff. They're cashing in on that side of it. What else is going on today? National Avocado Day today. No idea. You could put an avocado in any of my meals, and I'd be like, okay. Not sure what that is. Today is, I do, but today's International Lifeguard Appreciation Day today. Oh, I was always envious of the lifeguards growing up because I was never a good swimmer. My bone structure was set to sink to the bottom of any water that existed, so I always appreciated the lifeguards. That are out there and keeping everybody safe. So salute to you, Phillips Indoor Pool, Park Falls Outdoor Pool. We salute you, our lifeguards. What else here? The tsunami evacuation from that Russia earthquake has all been lifted. But they did. There were some issues. I saw a few videos. There was some flooding. It wasn't, obviously could always be a lot worse. Remember the one from India many, many years ago? That was So there was some rough stuff and some flooding and some damage, but I didn't see any notices of any fatalities, which the tsunami warning system, pretty good. We've got 7:35, twice an hour. We get you news and sports, so let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At least 25 people taken to hospitals in Minneapolis after their plane had to make an unscheduled landing there. The problem was severe mid-air turbulence. Adam Nash was on board and says people who weren't strapped in were hitting the ceiling of the plane.
A gentleman two seats down from me, he had a gashed wound in the top of his head, and he was bleeding rather profusely.
The flight was supposed to be headed from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam. Dozens more people killed while waiting for food at a crossing in the Gaza Strip. The latest violence around aid distribution centers coming amid more international support for the Palestinians. Canada is now joining France and the UK and saying it will recognize Palestinian statehood in September at the UN General Assembly. Russia attacking Ukraine with more missiles and drones overnight. 8 killed in Kyiv. An Arkansas schoolteacher charged with murder in the killing of a couple hiking on a state park trail with their daughters. This is ABC News.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice in pads. On Saturday, they're expecting a sellout for family night at Lambeau Field. Second-year running back Marshawn Lloyd is out with a groin injury. Baseball, the Brewers traveling to D.C. today. They'll face the Washington Nationals tomorrow night. The Crew losing to the Cubs 10-3 yesterday. They won the series 2-1, but fell short of a sweep. Pitcher Freddie Peralta.
I'm happy because we won the series, but, you know, my goal for today was just trying to give my best to sweep them, but, you know.
Peralta giving up 5 earned runs in just 4 innings, his worst start of the season. His first pitch of the game, a home run.
Freddie always gives you a chance. He did some good things. You know, he'd like to have that one pitch back. I don't mind that the kid hit the first pitch out of the park, but we got deeper into it, you know, walking people. That's not part of his gig. That's not the best Freddie when he walks people.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods Community Credit Union is a financial institution that has been helping families since 1953, offering competitive loan rates, mobile banking, online bill pay, remote deposit, savings incentives for your children. The list goes on. Hi, I'm Sally. That is some serious trust you have put in the hands of our experienced financial team since 1953. Today, I invite you to stop in and inquire about our services and put your financial needs in the hands of a trusted financial institution. So tomorrow, you'll be at ease knowing Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland has put you, the member, first. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Gear up for the 72nd Flamborama in Park Falls, one of the longest-running community celebrations in the state. August 1st to the 3rd, nonstop food and entertainment. Thanks to our sponsors for your continued support. Northwoods Community Credit Union, 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM, Northwoods Realty, Richter Law Office, Bob and Patty Hilgart, Forward Bank, Price County Tavern League, Restore You, Weather Shield, Super One Foods, Park Manor, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, and more. See events at parkfalls.com.
Play at the lake that pays all year round, Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Win thousands of dollars instantly on the hottest slot machines and tables in the North Woods. Place your winning bets at any one of our new DraftKings sports betting kiosks. Don't forget to join the Lake Club and earn up to $200 free play. And download the Lake of the Torches slots app for free online games. Then satisfy your appetite with all-you-can-eat buffets or mouth-watering entrees. Winning's more fun at the lake.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 75 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, will drop down into the upper 40s to near 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
98Q Country.
Thank you.
I got a souped up ride and I really wanna ride you around. And this time of night there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road to see how fast this thing gon' go. But that shoulder on the side's looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this holler to
be. touch, little reminisce. But we both know how it ends. After a few drinks, it's always the same thing. We find ourselves lost in conversation at the bar. Then after a few songs, the kind that you hold on, we find ourselves leaning up against my car. Should've stopped at one, sick about giving up that two. If we didn't want to wind up,
Travis Denning, after a few 98Q Country. Nothing like a good Thursday. Thursday is now my favorite day of the week, by the way, work-wise. I mean, I like them all. I like spending time with you guys and gals. But Thursday, did you believe that? Thursday is my favorite day because I come in Thursday morning and I get the studio all set up and everything. And then I turn on the TV, our YouTube TV in the studio. And there's always, somewhere in the world, a first round of a golf tournament going on. And today, I think they're in Scotland, or I'm confused. It looks like a British Open for the women, or maybe the Scottish Open, but it's way too nice. They have long sleeves, but it's not raining. So I think it is the women's British Open, I believe. The description didn't say. But, just the joy of watching live golf. Even if I can't golf, then I'll just watch it here in studio. So water, ocean in the background. That might be the Dead Sea. I'm not sure what that is back in the background, but it looks nice. It looks nice. So I hope your Thursday brings you as much joy as that is bringing to me. We certainly have a wonderful weekend of weather for you. Weather is not an excuse, all right? All right? If in some years you're just like, it's too hot. I can't. It's too this. This year, there's not too anything, all right? The weather is not an issue. It's going to be beautiful. So get your tuchus on down there and take in some of the events. Maybe you want to go down to the Legion. You know, maybe you want to go to the fireman's stand. Maybe you want to go support the Blue Line Club, you know, and have a beverage there. That's fine. Softball tournament. We talked with Ken Kuchiba yesterday, who does the announcing there at the tournament. It'll be a big day, big weekend of softball out there. And, of course, the main tent has free live entertainment with 5 different musical acts throughout the weekend. And there'll be some great food down there, as always, in the carnival. My gosh, the full K&M Amusement Carnival. Got the wristband special. There's one segment set for Friday night. And another set for Saturday afternoon with the kids for 4 hours. I think for $25 can ride to their heart's content. And let it all fly. And then you can just see. It's not only nice for the kids to be able to do that, but it's nice for the parents too. Because I remember when I was a kid at the county fair, I'd always be like, hey, Dad, I have a dollar. I want to go on the bumper cars. So then the parents now can just say, all right, Saturday between yada yada, what is it, 1 to 5 or noon to 4, whatever it is Saturday, you know, that's your time to ride the ride. So you know, quiet with the chatter there. So that's gonna be your time. Wasn't that a grand time, the bumper car days? Oh my goodness gracious. I understand why the smaller festivals don't have the bumper cars. If you go to the big, the state fairs, the big ones, you may see bumper cars there, but that was the primo ride when I was a kid. The bumper cars were it because you didn't need a license. You know, as long as you could reach the pedal down there, you're good to go. And of course, you put the seatbelt on. That didn't matter. When the 300-plus pound guy leaned into a good bump into you, a little 70-year-old fourth grader, you got thrown around pretty good. It was not safe. It was not safe at all. It was safe when you had kids and people that were all kind of the same, you know, the same God-given size. But like I said, a 70-year-old fourth grader and a 300-pound guy in overhauls, if you leaned into that bump on the old bumper cars, Yeah, it hurt. It wasn't good. I remember there was a reason why the wheel on the bumper cars was padded, because at some point you were going to hit it pretty hard, probably. And what was it? Accelerator to the floor and crank to the right, swung you. And we never did figure that out, did we? I mean, you had to, in order to back up, you had to put the accelerator to the floor, crank to the right, then it swung to the left. If you crank to the left, you swung to the right. And there was nothing worse than paying a buck or so for the ticket to be on the bumper cars, and then you got stuck. You had like two people that were pinning you in the corner, and they didn't know how to back up, and you're yelling at them, you know, put the floor to the floor and spin it to the right. And they're like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then you're stuck there, like half the ride. You're just stuck in the corner. Everybody else is slamming into each other, you know, going to the emergency room or whatever, whatever happens. And there you are stuck in the corner. Oh, the joy of bumper cars. It was horrifically wonderful. 7:51. We'll get you a news update at the top of the hour. We'll see what else. We're kind of Thursday's preparation day for Flamborama, isn't it? Yeah, if you're responsible for something, today's the day you get it organized. You get stuff in the car. You get everything ready to go. So it's Flamborama Organizational Day today. Officially, I declare.
Hungry enough to eat a menu? Good news. The Park Falls Family Restaurant has one too big to fit in the radio. Swing by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner anytime. Craving Mexican? Grab a chimichanga, burrito, quesadilla, fajita, or taco. Pick your meat, grab some chips and salsa, and don't miss those new jalapeno cheese curds. Located on Highway 13 in Park Falls. They're open at 7 a.m. daily. Veterans, they salute you with 10% off anything on the menu.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
Looking for secure storage? Tascobia Storage has you covered. A brand new 80-unit storage complex in eastern Sawyer County opens July 1st. Choose from spacious 12x30 or 10x20 units, perfect for storing household goods, boats, motors, and more. Protect your valuables from the elements with monthly or yearly rental options. Reserve your unit now by calling Sharon and Biller Realty at 715-266-2412. Tascobia Storage is conveniently located at the intersection of County Road GG and Highway 70 in Loretta and Draper, Wisconsin.
From concerts in the park to local markets and summer festivals, the heart of Phillips beats strong thanks to the people and businesses who care. At the Phillips Area Chamber of Commerce, we're proud to support local events, connect businesses, and bring our community together. Want to know what's next? Visit PhillipsWisconsin.net, follow us on Facebook, or just stop in and become a member today. Together we make Phillips a great place to live, work, and visit. And hey, don't forget to tell Steve Precor you heard this ad.
Lynn Stunkel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today. Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake invites you to Flamborama this weekend in Park Falls. Lena's is your dinner destination, serving handmade burgers, homemade pizzas, crispy pork bellies, and chicken with golden corn fritters. It's dining done right. Make it a full getaway with year-round cabin rentals. Plus, pontoon and fishing boats are ready to go. Open 6 days a week, close Mondays. Book your stay now at lenasnorthernpines.net. And make the most of this summer during Flamborama weekend.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like
like free money? Download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Terry's Tiny Homes, Terry! Sure, as the only employee of her company, Terry was probably the front runner. But saving money getting personalized discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive, well, that gave Terry the edge. Over Terry.
Terry! Terry!
Keep awkwardly chanting your own name, Terry. You deserve it. Be your own Terry. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
98Q Country.
It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey, Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver." On the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Makes us go. The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. One day back, and I'll miss when my whole world wasn't over that dash. It was back there buckled in, saying, 'Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? Crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. My backseat driver. It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. U.S. Special Envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, in Israel today discussing the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Another 47 people were killed overnight trying to get food, and doctors have warned that Gaza is on the brink of famine. Canada joining Britain and France and saying it will recognize Palestinian statehood at the U.N. General Assembly next month. Bond denied for the man charged with killing an Arkansas couple on a hiking trail last weekend. 28-year-old Andrew McGann is a fifth-grade teacher in Oklahoma, as recently as last year. Extreme turbulence on a flight from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam. At least 25 people were sent to the hospital following the plane's diverted landing in Minneapolis.
I will hand it to the flight attendants. They were incredibly calm, very well-trained, and very responsive.
Passenger Leanne Clement Nash. As many as 50 aftershocks following that 8.9 magnitude earthquake in the Pacific this week. No tsunami advisories. This is ABC News. More states are planning to take Texas's lead and